All right. As far as injuries go, really, Mike Catapano is the only one to mention. Again, I said this after the game, and any win that you can get in the National Football League is a good win. And so I'm proud of our guys for the effort which they put in this game. It's tough to play in Buffalo, and they've got a good football team. It's also tough to win games before you've got a bye week and you're on the road. I mean, those are all things that add up into that. So I'd like to thank our fans. Our fans are everywhere. So there were a lot of them up in Buffalo. I know that's not like a resort place to necessarily go to at this time of the year. It was a little cold, so we appreciate their support. I'd like to just tell John Fox and Gary Kubiak, man, fast recovery from trials that they've had here the last couple days. So both of them are strong guys and great guys, and you never like to see those kind of things go on. As far as the game goes, again, there were some good things that took place. I'll start with special teams. Our kickers, and I count the punter in there too, the kicker and punter allow us to have great field position to start on defense. So I think that's important. Even though it was close, I mean, it was when you look at the stats, I think we started with plus 25 and they started with a plus 20 or something of that sort. But they're doing a nice job of making teams drive a long field. And then Dustin's punt there at the end, I thought was fabulous. And we needed that right at that particular time. And then Ryan, I think at one point, had the five touchbacks there. So, again, those are long fields to drive. Defensively, again, another solid performance, particularly on third downs. I mean, you forget how important those are, and you can add the two fourth down plays into that, the stops that we had there. Sean Smith on his interception did a nice job. I thought the guys blocking for him did a nice job of helping out. That's a long haul when you got people chasing after you there. Kendrick Lewis, it was great to see him get an interception. He'd been battling through that ankle, and he's a tough nut now. And so for him to come up with that interception was big. And, again, we were able to stay in that plus turnover area there where on the plus side of that, that's crucial. Marcus Cooper had the strip, and then Tamba was right there and alert to pick it up, scoop and score, things that we work on. And he made sure he looked that thing all the way in and was able to get it in the end zone. On the offensive side, listen, I was proud of the offensive line. I've mentioned to you, this is a young group now, and so they're getting a lot of things thrown at them. But they continually fight and battle, and then in that fourth quarter, they just take over and dominate, and that's nice to see. I thought Alex managed the game well, and I know that's not that's a weird term, but he made some big time throws. We had a couple that we didn't get quite into the old saying of getting the fish in the boat. We didn't get the fish in the boat on a couple of them, but we normally don't drop balls, so we'll keep working on that. And then, I thought Jamal played well. He's such a valuable guy to our offense in so many ways, but I thought he played very well. So the scores on the defense and the perseverance on the offense, getting better as the game went on, I thought were important. Than the addition of the special teams. They've been solid. Time's yours.
Coach, talking to guys in the locker room, can you just talk a little bit about offense, defense, and special teams? They all talk about trust. They trust one another. They trust the guy next to them, and how you see that playing a big role in success this year.
Yeah, you know, listen, you get asked this a lot about just the thing that surprised you the most of the team, and I'd tell you that, how close the group is. They don't really care if you're ahead or down. They just keep encouraging each other. And so what you guys see in the locker room, that's really what takes place on the sideline. So during a game, and they – it's kind of a neat deal. I mean, that's a special quality to have. So we need to keep building on that. We've banked on that now to help us win some games in the fourth quarter. So, but anyway, that's been one of the things I've been most impressed with.
Andy, you mentioned the fourth quarter. I think you dominated 17-17 last quarter. Beyond that, what else goes into being so successful at the ball game?
Well, I think, I always come back to your trainer and your strength coach. They're the ones that condition these guys and keep them where they can, where they can be strong in the fourth quarter. And I think it's a mindset by the players. They feel confident at that time that they're going to get it done. I think it probably comes back to what Reed was saying, just the trust factor in one another. The coaches are consistent. The coaches are trying to teach throughout, and really that's what we're here to do. So they're not giving up on guys or pointing fingers, hey, listen, I called this guy didn't do that. Or, they're just trying to find another way to make a positive play. So I think all that ties in.
On the Sean Smith interception, was he in the right coverage there, or was he just in the right place at the right time?
Well, sometimes you have to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, he'd be the first one to tell you. So, I mean, he put a quick jam on the guy, and the guy kind of made a miss, and the quarterback had a low snap, Tom Bali right in his face. Quarterback had to, not in his face, but in his vision. We're not in the face anymore. Right? So he was in the vision, in his vision. And he had to get rid of the ball fast. So that's the way the game works, though. And everything's faster in the red zone. I mean, it just multiplies. That in line is the 12th man there. So everything's tighter, faster. So the quarterback had to make a quick decision. Sean was right there. He caught the ball. That's a tough thing to do now. That thing was coming out and coming out hard. And he was close to it, to the quarterback. And then, he took it from there. Well, we ran a little bit early in the game. Some of our runs have pass options to them, if they load the box up. They went man coverage is what they did. So you always had that extra guy in the box right there. So it gave us an opportunity to hit some of the quick throws that we hit. But so some of those are run pass options, to answer your question. Yeah. Yeah, I think it comes back to they don't get – you don't have that big ebb and flow that takes place. They just kind of keep it consistent. I don't see a lot of panic with them. That's not what I see. And you see that with teams where guys – they seem to encourage each other, and I think that helps in situations like that. Everything wasn't beautiful there. I mean, that's not what it was. But they worked through it and took advantage of opportunities. And it worked out okay, but they trust each other there, so that helps.
You need situations. I know it's very different basketball. You got more games. Sacrifice to lose a game in the Super Bowl. The NFL is so different. I know it's more important to sacrifice a game, but you need circumstances like the situations, different things that come up in the course of the year. So your team is playoff football is you thrill on those a little different. And figured to be a lot of adversity and
So you're already in the playoffs. We're just trying to get the next one, man. I'll tell you, that's also been a good characteristic this team has. They haven't looked ahead and all of that. Every play, every experience that you have is a good one that you can learn from. So whether it's a good play or a bad play, you can learn from the play and get yourself better as a team. And you can't lose focus of that. So if you're winning games, are you going to let the little things go? No, you're never going to do that. You're not going to do it as a coach. You're not going to do it as a player. You focus in, and the margin between winning and losing this league is that big, right? It's very slim. So you got to stay on top of your game. You relax. You see it happen every week, right? You see it happen every week where teams, they relax a little bit, and boom, they get picked off. And you can't do that. I mean, you just can't. You can relax this week. Because you got a break, right? You got a bye week. That's the you relax, and then you get yourself charged up, and you get yourself ready to go here, against Denver when we get back.
What's the origin of your bye week philosophy, giving the team off, and why has it been so successful?
Well, yeah, I've had good players, and that's why it's been successful, and good coaches. So, I've always given the guys time off. So back when it wasn't popular to do, you treat these guys like men. I mean, that's what they are. They're young men, and they're there's a certain amount of responsibility that they need to feel in their team, right? So part of that's the bye week, and so I've always given them time off, get themselves back, rest, relax, take care of any business you need to take care of, come back ready to go. For whatever is left of the season. So now the league has made part of that mandatory, right? So with the new CBA, the league has given the players an extended time where the coaches have to let them go. But I was doing that quite a little bit before that.
Coach, what are some of the top priorities entering the bye before the Denver game? What are some of the things that you
can do? We need to go back and, as a staff, we need to go back and you do your – another self-scout. You do it weekly, but you go back and go through the whole thing again. And then you start preparation for Denver. And then we have a practice next Monday before the day off on Tuesday. So we've got to make sure we prep for that. So those are the three primary categories there. Today we'll have the players in, then we'll get them out of here. After today we have some business things we need to take care of, and they'll go through the tape and look at it, and then we'll get them out.
The players, you have a lot of guys that maybe experience with the magnitude, maybe the surface, that atmosphere that's going to come along with that Denver game.
I don't really do too much for that other than focus in on your job. If you can respect the opponent, study the opponent, and then get yourself right. And you don't let it go any further than that. And so they're a good football team. We know that. So we'll study them, and we'll get ourselves right, ready to play a good football team. So. I'm just eating a little more barbecue. It's part of the job. I mean, you're right. We do put in hours. I guess the longer you're in it, the more you learn to manage it, I guess, but it's still long hours. I mean, that's all part of it. I don't know. You don't do it for yourself, but for them, those are good friends. So I think everything's going to be. I'm grateful that they're okay.